Invisible children hear the gospel in the Dominican Republic. Deadly violence in Congo creates problems for thousands of refugees. And a ministry celebrates a huge milestone. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Millions of children face an impossible future. Why? Because they don't have a birth certificate. Kids Alive International recognizes the problem, especially in the Dominican Republic. The ministry's country director, Vic Troutwine, says the problem's huge there.
26% of the children here are unregistered, which essentially means they don't have birth certificates and they're invisible. It almost ensures that they're in a life of systemic poverty, because not only do they have trouble getting any level of education, but they'll never have a job with benefits because that requires being registered in the government system.
Kids Alive runs schools and orphanages in the country. While education is important, Troutwine says training them in the Bible is even more important.
One of our programs has a discipleship component. So that's also encouraging, because when we have access to them in our orphanages and our schools for multiple hours every day, we're raising a generation of hope.
Help Kids Alive provide hope. Call our resource line and we'll connect you. Next, bloody tribal clashes are flaring in the Northwest Democratic Republic of Congo. 25,000 people fled the violence into the Central African Republic. A local church is responding to the needs of as many victims as they can. Many of the refugees are members of Africa Inland Mission's partner church in Congo. An A missionary is heading up relief efforts for 2,300 refugees. They're acting as the hands and feet of Christ, but need help. Details are available at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 1910, one 24-year-old man brought the gospel message to the Hmar people in India. In two generations, over 700,000 people heard the gospel. In 2010, Bibles for the World is celebrating the 100-year mark since the Hmar first heard the gospel. Moe Paditi says to celebrate, the ministry's working harder to spread the good news.
Together with you and our partners, we could meet the challenge of 1 million copies of the New Testament and 2 million copies of the Gospel of John, and give the good news to 3 million people who are still waiting.
Bibles for the World is also hosting two celebrations in India to praise God for what He's done in the lives of so many. You're invited to join in the festivities or help with this new initiative.
Why not send more Bibles than ever before? As we celebrate this story of transformation.
Visit our website for all of the details. Meanwhile, after 289 days, Gao Zhejing is still missing in China. Gao recently called his brother and said he was okay before being disconnected, but there's been no word since. Petitions have been signed to free the human rights attorney, but the Chinese government still won't talk. China Aid is now asking you to call or email your legislative representative, since Brother Zhejing's condition is still unknown. You can find out more about this case at our website, Mission Network News. And Christian Resources International's Great Crate arrived in Hong Kong with no fanfare. It didn't stand out from the thousands of containers on the docks. However, the container held life-changing materials in the form of Bibles and other Christian literature. CRI's Fred Palmerton says it's supporting a church partner.
Pastor Harley is very excited about the opportunity to send some of that material onto ministries that he is fond of and knows there's a great need for.
The distribution began even before everything was unloaded.
A young man wanted to know what they were loading, and the lady said, "Those are Bibles. Do you know what Bibles are? Bibles are God's Word. The Bible is the greatest book in the world. You want a Bible?"
Even as this container emptied, CRI is getting another one ready to send to Africa.
We are anticipating sending another container yet this year. We are in the process of raising funds for that container.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.